lead and run away. It's 4 minutes after six with the Grease Man. Ready for another day's action. I got me some long sleep last night. Oh, hit the rack yesterday afternoon. Never bothered to get up. Just lay there in a alcohol-sodden state. My belly full of chow. My brain full of booze. Yeah, buddy. Just lying there with my adenoids rattling and the heater clicking on and off periodically. Oh, the sweet pleasures of life. The sweet, sweet pleasures of life. It's 4.5 minutes after six. The Grease Man here. A little bummed out. This cold weather, you know, it's kind of a drag. I hate the thought of it. Hate the thought of another stinking winter. God! Doing school closings, all that silliness. Partly sunny and mild today, should be 64 degrees, but nights will continue in the 30s. They say Saturday, partly cloudy, high 65 to 69. But I know it's just a matter of time before that cold locks in. You know what I miss? I miss the good ship Grease. I really miss the good ship Grease. I miss that thing. Oh, sure, I can take it out, but somehow it's just not the same when it's real cold outside. You know, everybody huddles below. Everybody huddles below. You can't do any single-man skiing. Even the wind is kind of cold on you. It's just not the same. God, I love that thing. I love that thing. Twin diesels. 671 TIs. Man, 57 feet of sleek fiberglass. Everywhere I go, people take notice of that sound. You know the best time I ever had on the good ship Grease was? I went to Hawaii. That was the trip of my lifetime. Well, I'd had it birthed in California. And I wanted to run over because I heard there was a volcano fixing to blow up. And to see a volcano while anchored safely offshore, you know, would be like even better than 4th of July fireworks. This was natural. So, I invited a bunch of my friends, and I had Captain Martinez take the boat a half mile offshore so we could really get, you know, the sound and the scent of it. Well, we got there, there was like a plume of black smoke coming out of the top of the volcano. And the villagers were all, you know, loading up little canoes and stuff. Because needless to say, they didn't want to be on the island if that baby decided to blow. So we're all standing there, and I'm passing out chips and dips, and we're cooking some chili dogs in the galley, and we're all sipping our vodka gimlets. Well, wouldn't you know, I had the movie camera rolling and everything pointed at the top of that mountain, and it blew! Everybody on board went, whoa! Look at that! Holy jeez! Isn't that amazing? We stood there watching that. Whoa! Well, wouldn't you know, every time it blew like that, lava started oozing over the side of the volcano, and the villagers started freaking out. We watched as the lava would come down the side of the mountain, and every time it hit a little hut, poof, the hut would go up in flames. Villagers in grass skirts were running as fast as they could, trying to make it to the water. I was snapping pictures like you wouldn't believe. It was awesome. Everybody on deck was cheering and waving. We were all going nuts. Wow, there it goes again. Look at that. Anybody need a freshener? I'm going below. Anybody need another drink? Okay, speak now, because what's that big rose? Yeah. Uh-huh. What's that, Bill? You want some more Coca-Cola for the kids? Okay, sure. Anybody need anything else? Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. Captain Martinez, some of the villagers look like they're swimming toward the boat. We can't have that. Captain Martinez, please fire a warning burst. Would you? A warning burst just in front of the ones that are swimming towards us, please. Yeah, oh, God, that one was burned on the shore. Just fire something, just to keep them away. Let me see, where's my Hawaiian made easy here? Where's go back? Wanakawa! Wanakawa! Yes, you have to go back. Go back, we have no room for you here. Besides, you're not wearing deck shoes. Wanakawa!
Yes, okay, we're very sorry for your troubles. We are very sorry, but unfortunately, we just do not have room on board. There goes the volcano again. My God. I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry. Wanakawawa. No, Nakawawa. Right. Okay, everybody. This is getting a little... Martinez, they don't seem to be listening. Maybe it's my accent or something. You know what you have to do, Captain Martinez. I'm going to go below and we'll all play a little Trivial Pursuit, okay? Would you take care of the situation? Okay, everybody below, it's Trivial Pursuit time, okay? Yeah, anybody need anything? Let's cook something up in the galley, okay?
For a dose of cool in your carpool.
Okay, who was the
Don't
first
touch
one?
That dime. It's the Grease Man on DC-101.
Yes, Martinez. Could you put the silencer on, Martinez? It's very distracting, and we're trying to play our game. All right? Thank you.